From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church holds its first worship service today since a white gunman killed 9 black people at Bible study at the historic African-American church last week. People lined up to enter Emmanuel AME with crowds waiting outside. Since the shootings on Wednesday, the outside of the church has been transformed into a memorial with people writing and leaving tributes and flowers. Andy Savage is a friend of one of the 3 wounded survivors in the church shooting.
Nobody thinks that somebody would walk into the sanctity of a sanctuary and brutally kill people. Nobody can envision that kind of hatred, that kind of callousness.
During a rally in New York City, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, called the church gunman a terrorist.
This was an act of terrorism. It was an act of domestic terrorism. It was an act of racist terrorism.
21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held in Charleston County Jail, charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital, killing 1 security agent and wounding 2 others. Officials say at least 3 militants were killed in the assault. On Saturday, at least 15 Somali police officers were killed in a raid on a checkpoint near Afgui, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The violence is the latest by Al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple that government and create an Islamic State. Afghanistan's parliament on Saturday voted to extend its own term beyond the constitutionally guaranteed 5 years. The action is supported by President Ashraf Ghani, who wants to avoid a legal vacuum in the absence of fresh elections following election fraud allegations in his election. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day Saturday with a global call to remember the plight of nearly 60 million people displaced last year by conflict and persecution. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres.
Their numbers are growing and accelerating every single day on every continent. In 2014, an average of 42,500 people became refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced persons every single day. And that is 4 times more than just 4 years ago. These people rely on us for their survival and hope.
The United Nations now estimates 1 in every 122 humans is either in a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. The UNHCR says if this was the population of a single country, it would be the world's 24th largest nation. The United States is calling on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough decisions, leading to a quick deal with international creditors to resolve and prevent the breakup, potentially, of the eurozone. The Greek government needs to reach a deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a loan repayment of $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
We are dangerously close to a state of mind that accepts an accident. And I urge my colleagues not to fall prey to this state of mind. We can forge a good agreement. Our government is standing by with ideas and with the determination to cultivate the 2 forms of trust necessary to end this Greek drama.
Drama indeed. Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for tomorrow in Brussels. South Korea reported 3 new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome today. The health ministry also reported the death of a MERS patient, raising the death toll to 25. Nearly 170 people have been made ill by the virus, which cannot be controlled by any known vaccine or treatment. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand's prime minister is urging his countrymen not to panic after the country's first confirmed case of MERS reported this past week. People around the world are taking part in special events marking the inaugural of International Day of Yoga today. This woman's brother is trying yoga for the first time.
My brother is a super cool cucumber. I bet he has gone into this and will achieve it with great tranquility. I'm the one who's super stressed and has knots in my stomach. But at the same time, I'm really, really elated for him and for yoga practitioners around the world.
Many people believe yoga, the ancient form of exercise in India, is the best way to calm the mind and the best form of exercise for the body. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.